I want to talk to you today about meditative reading of Scripture. And then at the end of the video, I'm going to walk you through one of the ways that you could choose to use this exercise. Now, there's a lot of ways that we could approach our Scripture reading, and many of them are beneficial and they each yield different fruit. So one of the ways that a lot of us read Scripture is we dive in deep to the text and surrounding text, and we look at the historical context and the literary context. I will look at the original languages. I'll look to see what other people have written about that passage, and on and on. And this is usually described as exegesis or historical critical method of reading Scripture. And that yields a lot of helpful insights and information. But meditative reading of Scripture, sometimes described as Lectio Divina or divine reading, is a different approach that can also be really beneficial for developing a closer relationship with God and a different sort of engagement with the text. And so I want to walk you through this exercise of meditative reading of Scripture. And the first step is reading. And before you read, what I would encourage you to do is pick a segment of Scripture that is fairly small, something that's not too large for one sitting. And before you read the text, then I would encourage you to engage in just a moment of silence, a moment where you close your eyes, where you take a few deep breaths. Perhaps you offer a prayer to God as you prepare your heart and mind and body to read. And then as you read, the way you read is a slow reading. Take your time, one bite at a time, as you engage in the text. Step two, then, is reflection. And this is a time in which you think back on the text that you just read and you meditate on a word or a phrase or an idea that stood out to you during the course of that reading. You think about what God might be calling you to do, or how God might be comforting you or challenging you or transforming you through the text. Step three is the response. You take a moment and then you pray to God, but you allow what you have just read to formulate the content of your prayer, that you reflect in your prayer to God the word or the phrase or the idea that surfaced while you were reading and while you were meditating on the text. So the idea is to really allow your prayer to be formed and informed by the reading that you've just had. Now, step four is you enter into a time of rest, just a moment of Sabbath in which you sit still in the presence of God. And the only expectation during this time is you allow time and you allow space for God to show up, to comfort, to guide, to strengthen, to inform, however God might choose to work during that time. The moment of rest is creating a few moments of space and an open heart for God to do His work. And step five is to repeat. So the idea is you come back to this text, maybe right after you finished that. You re-engage in the text, but this time read from a different translation. And then you ask some of the same reflection questions. And this is where it can be helpful at times to use an app, a Bible app, or a website like Bible.com, so you can easily move from one translation to the next, and it provides some different insights, and a few different words and phrases will surface during that reading. But the idea also of repeating this step is that you come back to the same text the next day, and then the next day, and then the next day. And so with this approach of meditative reading, you're looking for quality and not just quantity. It's not how much scripture you read over the course of a few days or a week, but you allow the words of the text to soak in like a slow, steady rain. And so that's the exercise of meditative reading of scripture. And what I want to do now is I want to walk you through an example of what that might look like and how you might experience that. And to do that, to help us out with this part, I have recruited my favorite person to read scripture, who also happens to be my favorite voiceover artist, who does voiceovers professionally, and who happens to be my wonderful wife, Paige. I think she is such a wonderful reader, and hearing the voice of someone else read this text, I think will be a blessing for all of us. So, what I would invite you to do before you hear the text is to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths and prepare your heart and mind to listen to the word of the Lord.
On that day when evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased, and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
Where do you see yourself in this story, and why?
As evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's cross to the other side of the lake." So they took Jesus in the boat and started out, leaving the crowds behind, although other boats followed. But soon a fierce storm came up. High waves were breaking into the boat, and it began to fill with water. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. The disciples woke him up, shouting, "Teacher, don't you care that we're going to drown?" When Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the waves, "Silence, be still." Suddenly the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Then he asked them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" The disciples were absolutely terrified. "Who is this man?" they asked each other. "Even the wind and waves obey him."
What is a word, a phrase, or an idea that stands out to you, and why?
That day when evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along, just as he was, in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him."
How is God using this word, phrase, or idea to bless, challenge, comfort, or transform you. I want to encourage you at the end of this video to engage in your own time of prayerful response and then rest in the presence of God. I would also encourage you to come back to this approach to Scripture tomorrow, and then the next day, and in the next day. And in this case, I would encourage you to utilize this video again. Now, skip ahead of the introduction and go right to the part where Paige reads the scripture, and use this video tomorrow and the next day and the next day. Find what might happen if you engage the same scripture day after day or for several weeks in a row. I think you just might find that God brings a new level of understanding, of information, and transformation in the process.